coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
On Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Armed American Radio Network. Kingman, Arizona, KAAA, Bullhead City, Arizona, KZZZ. It's great to have you guys with us tonight. Modesto, California, Twin Cities up in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. And I had erred earlier when I made the comment that that Delray Beach, WDJA, was on the air. Well, I had thought they were supposed to be on the air tonight. I thought that, but we'll clarify that. Check the armedamericanradio.org website for you folks listening down in southeast Florida, and we'll let you know what the date with that is. We'll check with the syndicators and find out. I apologize for giving you that misinformation, but you can pick it up online. Visit armedamericanradio.org, and it will show you where to go to get it. And what am I talking about? You're probably already listening. So we'll get it right. We'll get it right. We've got a lot to talk about in this hour, but let's get some of the technical stuff out of the way first. 877-956-9566 gets you on the round table. Now, here's the deal. Maybe in the second half of the round table, if you're interested in calling in, we'll keep you on as a guest, and you can sit and banter back and forth with me and George. And get this, Morgan Boatman, he's always a welcome addition to the roundtable discussion. He'll be here. In fact, he is here. We'll bring him on in just a minute. We have a very disturbing story to talk about in Oregon. Very disturbing story. And we're going to get some more info from Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation, later in the week. I know Ken's listening to the show right now, and we'll get with you during the week, Ken, and talk a little bit about this and bring you on the air next week to go in a little bit more detail. However, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark, 877-956-9566. Gentlemen, let's bring Morgan Boatman in first. Morgan, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, my friend from Peachtree Street.
Mark. It's fun to be here. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's always fun to have you on. I love your insight, and we've got a lot to talk about. I've got paperwork here. I got confused with George a few minutes ago at the end of the last hour because I was trying to get my paperwork ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Man, oh, man. Oh, you did?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that means the whole country noticed that.
You got a big job keeping us all, you know, in line, going the right direction and stuff.
Oh, Morgan, that means the whole country. That's okay. Hey, it's live radio. I can have fun with that, right? George, welcome back, brother.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. Good radio show so far.
It is. It's always fun to have both you guys on, and the Haggis thing really threw me off. You know, I thought that was in the movie. I remember seeing that in the movie, you know, So I Married an Axe Murderer. She was cutting Haggis. He ordered Haggis or something. I didn't know what it was. But, guys, let me tell you this real quick. This hour is dedicated to my father, who is my biggest fan. And I, you know, we had a scary little medical issue there this weekend that could have turned out a lot worse than it did, but he's resting comfortably down at a hospital in Naples, Florida, coming home with a 100% clean bill of health tomorrow.
Awesome. I know what that means.
Exactly. So that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, he may be my number one fan, but, Dad, I'm your number one fan. So we're glad you're coming home with a clean bill of health. So welcome back. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay, guys, I got to get your opinion on this. Police return guns to local man. Are you guys familiar with this story that's been breaking out in Oregon?
No, I'm not. Fill us in, Mark.
All right. The police out there get this. I'll kind of read it and paraphrase it at the same time. All right. Police gave a local man his guns back today after taking them from him earlier this week. There's a gentleman out there by the name of David Piles of Medford, Oregon, who they called a disgruntled employee. The police called him a disgruntled employee after being put on administrative leave by his employer, the Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT. They said, guys, that he bought three guns within a couple of days and were afraid that he might have a plan to retaliate against ODOT. So they took his guns away in the middle of the night, He was taken to a local hospital for a mental health exam and his guns taken from him against his will. And, of course, he passed the exam, okay? After writing a letter to the Medford Police Department, he asks for his guns back, and they returned them all in less than 24 hours. Now, he won't say if he's seeking any further legal action, but says he's looking for a lawyer, let me tell you something, folks. He's going to seek legal action, okay? He ought to.
Yeah, well, if he's got the money. I mean, this is a fine line of, you know, we live in a lawful, a country run by laws, and thankfully the laws were in place to get his guns replaced. Not replaced, but returned. You know, in some other countries, they'd come and get him, and he'd be out of luck. Now, of course, we don't like the idea of the police coming in taking his guns. But you know, where do you say, okay, this guy could be a threat to people? If you're charged with the responsibility for protecting or for keeping the peace, you've got to look at the facts. And if we're getting the whole story, which I'm sure we're not, could you, Mark, say, okay, well, maybe this guy is a threat. I'm not saying, I'm not on the side of taking his guns away, but I'm on the side of cutting the police a little slack in this case. It sounds like it could have been a problem.
Well, that's the fine line that police officers are walking. You know, they've got to protect the public, and at the same time, they've got to protect people's individual rights. And in a case like, you know, somebody who maybe is not really a gun buyer, buying three in 1 week, maybe that was unusual. Maybe there were some altercations that happened earlier in the week that kind of raised some flags. We don't have the whole story here, and it's hard to judge. But the fact that the police gave him his guns back so quickly, I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and it is a fine line, and it angers me. We are not getting the whole story, and I'm gonna do this on live radio. I'm going to ask Ken Starrett, if you're listening right now live, please do us a favor and give us a call in the studio at 877-956-9566. I want to get your take on this. I don't want to push this off until next week. You know what's going on. I know you've been following this. I've been reading that you have, and you've been mentioning a couple Ken Starrett has guys on the open carry gun advocates not being visible in Oregon. He's been quoted in a couple pieces out here in some Oregon papers. A lot going on out there, and I would really like to get his opinion and his comments on this. Ken is a strong-willed, no-compromise type guy, and I really want to hear his opinion. I'll withhold mine until we talk to him. But
you're going to withhold your opinion, Mark?
Yeah, believe it or not, I am, because this angers me, and I understand your point there, Morgan, about, you know, you got to walk a fine line. I get that in today's environment. But you know what? Where do we draw the line, my friend? We could do that about anything. Don't tell me I can't eat a Big Mac because I'm going to get fat, pal.
Yeah, I don't like the midnight raid.
I don't need my neighbor calling me because they don't like something they saw in my driveway. And the next thing you know, my house is surrounded because maybe I've got a disgruntled neighbor. And, right. You know, we have issues that we don't know what's happening here. What we do know is that the police came in and took his guns and hauled him out of his house and took him for a mental exam.
The sad thing is, if the guy is just an ordinary guy and he's picking up a new hobby, now his face and name are out in the newspaper,
right.
And he's a lunatic.
Right.
So, you know, that's no matter what happens, that's the downside of something like that.
Right, and you know, it... Yeah, we're seeing shootings. You're seeing them. And we predicted on the show you're going to see more of them. There's a lot of kooks out there, number one. Now, you mix in a bad economy, an Obama economy, and it is an Obama economy. It's no longer a Bush economy. It's an Obama economy. And this guy's more concerned about, you know, making a legacy for himself with health care than he is about doing what he should be doing. And they're going to pay for that in November, by the way. Bring it on.
Hey, I wanted to chime in on the bumper sticker issue that you brought up.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think it's very – my dad had a favorite sticker that said, an armed society is a polite society. And we had some stickers made up for Living with Glocks, too, that some people got early on. But I think it's equivalent to more guns, less crime. It's more bumper stickers, less crime. I think the more we can be visible, it's just like the march next month.
the more we're visible, the more we become, or let's say re-become, a part of normal society. The reason that, you know, we don't feel safe admitting to our friends, oh yeah, I'm into guns, is because we've been alienated by the mainstream society.
That's a good point, and we'll talk about it when we come back, because we can push that issue, actually, because it has a lot to do with the open carry movement and the success of the open carry movement. Now, I'm Mark Walters with Morgan Boatman and George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network right after these messages.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-605-3241. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Thank you.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
that just kills me. I love that. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm joined by Morgan Boatman. Morgan, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, man. Glad you're here. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Welcome back, brother.
Having fun.
Okay, listen, guys, real quick. I got a Kevin. Or I'm sorry, I said Kevin. I apologize. Ken Starrett from Oregon.
Kevin, Mark.
Oh, Kevin. Man, I'm all over the board here, guys. I'm sorry. I've got about 50 pages here. And we got you in here, Kevin, to talk about this police returning guns to local men. Now, you've been on the show before, and I really appreciate you calling in. This is a very disturbing story.
It really is. I mean, this goes well beyond the issue of gun rights. This goes into your right not to be kidnapped, your not to be held against your will and forcibly medicated and not have the opportunity to have counsel, an attorney, or any of the rights you have when you're arrested.
Kevin, start us from the beginning as to what happened. I've read some of these reports, and I know that you've been quoted as watching this. You know, this particular article here from News 10, KTVL, coverage you can count on, yeah, I'm sure. It says that the Oregon Firearms Federation is watching this, you know, and you guys have been supporting him. You know, obviously it's a civil rights issue. But can you start at the beginning here and what happened? And we'll let the listener make up their own mind, but I want to get your opinion. I know it's a strong one.
Well, yeah, I'll give you what we have. This guy was an employee of the Oregon Department of Transportation, and he was put on administrative leave, which meant they asked him to work at home. And it was based on a dispute he had with a superior that he explained to me he tried every normal avenue to work it out. And one day he came into work, and he just found out that they said, "We're sending you home." And he was escorted off the property by several Oregon State police officers and told, "You will now be working from home, and you will have to stay in your house during working hours unless you have permission from your boss." And he said, okay. In the interim, he'd gotten a tax refund. He'd been in the market for a couple of guns. He was already a gun owner. It wasn't like these were the first guns he bought. So in over that this administrative leave thing happened last Thursday. On Friday and Saturday, he went out and bought a couple of pistols and a rifle. And on late Sunday night, Monday morning, his home was surrounded by several SWAT teams from two counties and several cities. He was called at 3 o'clock in the morning and told, "We have your house surrounded. We want you to come out. We're not going to take you into custody. We're not going to handcuff you, and you're not going to be removed from your property." He thought it was a joke, but he looked outside, and there were a bunch of guys with machine guns and helmets on, and he realized it wasn't a joke. So he came out, and the first thing they did was everything they promised him they wouldn't do. They handcuffed him, they took him into custody, and then they went into his home without a warrant against his wishes. He specifically said, "You're not allowed in there without a warrant." They confiscated all the guns they found in his house, and they took him to a mental hospital where he was, against his will, evaluated by a psychiatrist who said, "There's nothing wrong with this guy," and told them to send him home. But they kept his property. He then demanded to have his property returned, and for several days he was being told, "You're not getting your property back for 2 to 4 weeks." And, of course, we got involved, and the media got involved, and media got involved all over the state, and the police refused to discuss their explanation for why they did what they did. There was never an excuse or a rationalization for what had happened. And then finally on Thursday, the police came and returned his property. But what's so chilling about this is, they could have called the guy up. They knew where he was. He wasn't supposed to leave his house during working hours. They could have just called him up and said, "Can we have a conversation?"
Yeah, exactly.
They surrounded his home with paramilitary units. They stole his property. And none of the rights that you and I would have had we been arrested were afforded to him, because the cop's position was, "We didn't arrest him. We took him into protective custody."
And so unbelievable.
When you're in protective custody, you don't have the right to an attorney. You don't have the right to say, "I'm not talking to anyone."
That's where it starts. That's where it starts. Semantics. To, you know, little things like that. You change the definition here and there, and pretty soon they're busting down the doors, all our doors.
And that's exactly what happened. And in this case, in Oregon, if you're taken into protective custody, you could be held for 6 months in a mental hospital. You can be medicated against your will.
You know, this has got to be one of the most frightening news reports that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, it is incredibly disturbing. Kevin, I want to ask you this.
Guys, this is the real deal right here.
This is
the real deal.
It really is.
We've got to do something about this. And I mean everyone who's listening right now has to do something about this tonight, because this is real.
Well, yeah. It is. It's real in a lot of different areas. Kevin, tell me this. When I first saw this, I did a double take on it, and I get a lot of alerts. I mean, there's, you know, most of these stories come through, and because we're going to talk about them, and my eyes got big on this one. Okay, I didn't sit there and scratch my head. I mean, my eyes got big on this one. And then I saw the reference to you, and you've of course been on the show before, and I thought, man, we need to talk with you about this. But I didn't want to let this thing go another week. You know, it's breaking now. And then I saw the latest report come in on an alert prior to the broadcast this evening, and I'm sitting here thinking, first of all, who called this guy disgruntled? Who called Mr. Piles disgruntled?
Well, it would appear that his employer called him disgruntled, but here's an aspect of this that is really, really astonishing. His home was surrounded, and he was taken into custody because he purchased guns legally from a gun dealer.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, who told the local cops
right.
that he'd bought guns?
Now, that was coming
why?
To me. That's my next question. Where did this – you've got to have – do you have any information on this yet?
No. There are two possibilities that we can figure out. One is there are some reports that once he was asked to leave his office and work from home, we can't verify this, but we're told that he may have been put under surveillance,
yeah.
which means the cops may have witnessed him going into gun stores and buying guns. But in Oregon – gun purchases, the background checks are not done by NICS. They're done by the Oregon State Police. So the state police approve the purchase of these guns. So either he was under surveillance, which he believes he was not. I've spoken to him several times. He's the most rational person you could ever imagine. Either that's a possibility, or the Oregon State Police took these records of these legitimate lawful purchases and transferred them or gave that information to the local sheriffs and police departments. Now think about the ramifications of that. For 20 years or more, we've been talking about the dangers of background checks, and the anti-gun nuts have been saying, this is silly,
you're
paranoid.
Oh, no, we're not going to use it for anything.
Right, but this appears to be exactly what happened, that the Oregon State Police, now how they had his file flagged, I can't say. There's nothing in Oregon law that allows this. Furthermore, there's nothing in Oregon law that allows his property to have been seized. It was a totally unlawful seizure of his property.
That is unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, because we have you on here, you know, we're going to follow this with you. We're getting ready to go to a break here in just a couple seconds. You're going to hear some music, but we're going to follow this with you, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to ask you live on the air to come back next week and give us some more information. Can you do that?
I'd be happy to.
Kevin, appreciate it very much. Sorry for calling you, Ken. I think I might have done that in the earlier hour, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and Morgan Boatman right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title with the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Kevin for calling in. That was very kind. I know he was listening out there. Kevin, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to have you back on next week. We're going to follow this up, and we'll continue. It was a very disturbing story. Before I get into that with my lineup here on the round table with Morgan and George, I want to read a couple of emails real fast. One of them is from Dan. Dan Agramonte. It says, Mark, we actually met in January at the Eastman Gun Show in Marietta. Saturday morning, my son and I were working. You had 2 ammo cans and were headed to the range and came by the booth to introduce yourself. We chatted briefly. I do remember Dan. Yes, I remember that clearly. Without going into a lot of boring history about me, we really enjoy the show. Love what you're doing. It appears our side is going to strengthen its position after the November 2010 elections through the efforts of people like us. I'm really hoping the recent nationwide surge in Second Amendment awareness maintains its momentum after the upcoming elections, just because the worst possible threat against our rights may be on the wane doesn't seem we should be less vigilant. That's exactly where we are when we are most at risk. My parents, Cuban immigrants, told me stories since I can remember about what happens when people lose their rights to the government. In any case, we both listen to the show and enjoy it very much. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Dan Agramonte. Dan, thanks very much for the email, because, guys, let's start with George. You know, sure. I spent a lot of years in Florida, man. I know how hard the Cubans fight down there to live in a free country. They're great people. They're hard workers. They had everything stripped away from them by the government. Now we got an Obama that I just is pulling up on Drudge Report wants to DNA swab anybody arrested for anything.
Oh,
misdemeanors, felonies. Now, we talk about that, Morgan. I hear you cracking up. Man, is it scary. If you're arrested for anything, misdemeanor, felony, you can pull it up on Drudge. It's on Drudge right now.
You can just see this going a step further, like Gattaca. You know, as soon as a cop makes contact, they ask for your ID, they swab your DNA, and...
Well, here's the thing.
Got everybody in file.
Here's the thing. People talk, well, you know, the left and the lunatics and the wacko fringe is going to say, oh, man, we already get your fingerprints. Your fingerprints, all they are is an identifier. DNA tells your life history, tells a little bit about you, okay? Not just your fingerprints, but it gives you genetic makeup, predisposed to certain diseases. This is not the information that you want.
Plus, DNA is can be digitalized into a data stream.
Sure it can.
Fingerprints are still a graphic, and they can be compared and stuff. But once they have your license plate, as it were, that's your code right there.
Right, exactly.
Well, this goes back to the junk science of reading lumps on people's head. So what they're going to do is they're going to look at this and say, this person has a genetic disposition for this, so we're going to keep an eye on him.
Right. Well, sure. That's exactly what's so scary. Listen, we're not conspiratorial here by any stretch, but it's frightening when you hear, with technology today.
Well,
in
conjunction with this story you just brought to our attention in Oregon, having this kind of information and... You know, this is a country ruled by law. That's one of the real big benefits of living here. We don't have to bribe the cops who pull us over for speeding or anything. But if the authorities are not going to follow the laws, it's kind of like all bets are off. And what Kevin was telling us is that they just decided to do something and broke a bunch of rules, committed crimes, and now may have ruined this guy's life.
Well, they're going to pay for it. These are the stories. It's like this guy
who...
The damage may be done now.
Well,
you're right. The damage is done. You talk about this guy, if you guys remember the anthrax deals, that government scientist that the government went after and made his name public, and they destroyed the guy's life. He's still paying for it. Mm-hmm. Do you win money out of the deal? Do you get to slap him upside the head with a rolled-up copy of the Constitution soon, like Mayor Daley will get in June? Yeah, you do, but you don't get your life back, Morgan. You're right. That's a very, very disturbing story out there in Oregon, and one that we're going to watch. It's very, very unnerving to see that can happen because we all know of cases. It's a fine line. Domestic violence. You got a ticked-off wife or husband who makes a bogus claim against a husband or wife. These things happen.
We like to cut people slack. We like to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, if they're just blatantly breaking laws, then what are we supposed to do?
Well, we all like watching cops break the laws and bend the rules to get the bad guys. We like watching that on 24. We like seeing Jack Bauer, hit the guy in the kneecaps to get the answer to stop the ticking bomb. It's cool in entertainment, but in the reality, they're breaking the Constitution. They're breaking the law themselves, and it's not worth it.
Well, we're going to follow that and keep up with that. I got a question for you, George. Let's go to guns. Question for the Mad Ogre. Who makes the best AK and what manufacturer does Gabe Suarez use? That's from Marshall, listening in Shreveport, Louisiana.
I'm not sure what Gabe uses. I haven't shot with Gabe, but you can get a Wasser 10, which is just about one of the more common AKs you can get. And, with just a little bit of tweaking here and there, you can have an outstanding gun for a good $200 to $400 less than a entry-level basic AR-15. What platform you get on the AK really doesn't, it's not all that, it doesn't make all that much difference. I'm a big fan of the Vectors. I'm a big fan of the Arsenals. Those are my favorites. Those are the two that I will spend my own money on.
Now stop right there for a second, George. The Arsenal SLR-95. Is one of the more popular AK-47s on the market.
Yeah.
And fairly inexpensive. What is that gun retailing for? The Arsenal SLR-95, and of course that stands for self-loading rifle. What is that retailing for now?
Let's see. We had one at Basin Sports last year. It was $800. This year it might have gone up a little bit. It may have come down. I'm not very sure. The Arsenals are kind of hard to get for us right now. but around $800 is probably a fair estimation.
You know, before I instituted that gun ban back in 1994, you know, Mark Walters, your host there, he's talking, paid $425 for that SLR-95.
Then
I shot the price up, and that was one with a thumb grip. And then after the country woke up, I was able to get, you know, he got new grips on it, put new stock on it, but paid $425.
Oh yeah, you got to put on the U.S. made parts. You got to have the Tapco grip, the Tapco trigger, and you know, luckily those parts are good to go. But if you just want a AK-47 imported from Russia, you're going to pay top dollar if you can find one, because you know, they have to have X number of U.S. parts nowadays, and it's just kind of stupid, the laws, which are supposed to make us safe, but really, come on. I mean, all you have to do is replace a grip, a plastic grip that costs $10, and all of a sudden that gun's safe and good to go, and no longer the dangerous menace to society that it was before.
Yeah, you know the stock with the thumb grip on it, I'm sure, saved an awful lot of lives. That was mine. Yeah, that was what
it's
I had
like
in mind.
Buying a car and then changing the stick shift knob.
Well,
exactly.
You know, it's the leather interior versus cloth, Morgan, you know. You might slide across the seat on leather. I don't know. It's crazy stuff. But we got another email here. Wow, what a story of that incident in Oregon. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Question for you and George. What do you think about the new Hornady self-defense ammo? I've not shot it.
The critical defense ammo. I have
right.
shot it. It's good. It's very good. They're taking basically the same concept of the FTX bullet that they found to work so great in the Lever Evolution ammo, and they've just put it in pistol ammo here, and you've got basically your hollow point cavity full of an elastopolymer. And what that does is that it forces expansion upon impact, so you don't get a clogged hollow point situation like what we've all experienced in the past, where you know you're shooting targets and you're testing targets and your bullets, and you're seeing what happens when they hit multiple layers of cloth. The hollow cavity fills up, doesn't expand, and the bullet just passes straight through with zero expansion. Or worse yet, the cavity collapses, and it goes through with zero expansion.
So you like it?
I like it. I just wish it was loaded just a little bit hotter.
Perfect timing on that, George. Perfect timing. Ladies and gentlemen, when I come back from the break, you don't want to miss this. This is one of my favorite times with the Mad Ogre. I'm going to hit him unrehearsed with a few guns and get his opinion. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36 month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yes, we are, John Young, and we're going to talk about guns right now. In fact, some ammunition, too. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. This is the final segment of the broadcast today. And a fun one it's been. It's a fun one it's been. If you guys missed Alan Gura at the beginning of the show, for the first hour, the man who made history with the Heller decision and is poised to make history again, brilliant young attorney. This guy's amazing, and he's up there arguing freedom for you in front of the Supreme Court, and he's going to win an overwhelming victory. George at 9-0 is not, you know, I'm telling you, man.
I'm people so are glad he's on our side.
Oh, people are going to be surprised with the outcome of this decision, I think.
That was a great interview. It finally made sense to me. I saw him at the SHOT Show. I saw his presentation. I met him. I talked to him. But it still didn't make any sense to me. But tonight, now it makes sense to me. Thank you, Mark.
Well, appreciate that, Morgan. Thank you very much. And listen to this, guys. This is unscripted stuff. And I love doing this, Morgan, to George. This is fun. George, tourist, 738 TCP. What are your thoughts on it?
Brand new on the market. I saw it at SHOT Show. It's got some initial reviews that are quite favorable, but I haven't actually shot it. I haven't held it in my own hands other than at the SHOT Show. But, I mean, at the range, putting rounds down range, it's an unknown entity, but it's a safe bet. Taurus has been making huge strides in quality control and customer service, and if you have a problem with the gun, send it back to Taurus. They will fix it free of charge and send it back to you, and it'll be better than when you first had it. But it's an unknown entity, so unless you're willing to take the risk, I would pass on it right now.
Ooh, I like that. Morgan, see the honesty there?
Yeah, man. He sells guns. He knows.
Exactly, and that's what's important. Now, listen. That is also.
He doesn't sell Coca-Cola, man.
Bingo, man, and he's good at it, George.
It's a Mexican Coke. It's got the real sugar, not
right on. It's pure sugar cane, right? George is pure gun sugar cane. That's beautiful. Listen, now let's talk about this briefly, George, because that is the 380 platform, which is still very hot right now.
Oh, huge right now, huge.
Okay.
All because
what is up with that?
I don't know.
The Ruger LCP, Ruger copied the Kel-Tec P380, and not only did they copy it, but they did it right. They made the gun Kel-Tec should have made, and all of a sudden, 380 has become the hottest caliber out there. It's hard to keep the ammo on the shelves, any ammo at all. It's impossible to keep on the shelves.
Morgan, wait, George. Morgan, I think, you know, you say, what's up with that? That shocks me, too, as a gun owner and a gun enthusiast. However, it's easy to see why that happened, because that started back when the Obama mania purchasing began.
Well, I'm glad to see an entry level. You know, people don't want to carry around a 22, and, you know, nobody carries a 38 anymore. So everybody's got to have an auto. So 380, that's all right. But, you know, move up when you can.
It's the size of the pocket pistol, I believe, that was attractive to a lot of first-time gun buyers that decided, you know, I think this guy might try to take my guns, this, that, and the other thing. Okay, let's move on quick because, the hours run so fast. George, the Ruger SR9C, the compact. Makes you wonder about that 738 TCP, doesn't it, when you can pick up the SR9C?
Exactly. The SR9
it's a classic.
It's a good gun. Ruger hit a home run with this one. It's the first automatic that actually looks cool, and it actually shoots well. And if you take some time with it, put about 500 rounds through it, it actually starts to have a decent trigger. And a compact version of it is nothing but a win. So instead of going with a 380, you can go to a full 9mm and have a serious caliber, and it's a win. I think
you're
going to do real well with that.
You make a great point, and you and I talked a little bit on my way into work today, and about that. We talked over the weekend about that. I might be in the market for the 380 just because I don't have one, and I think I might want one.
It's a great option for when you can't carry anything bigger.
Well, you know what, George? I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you on the way into work today in my big red pickup truck, which I just filled, $63 on the way here, by the way.
Not bad.
Not too bad.
No.
But here's a question. Do you want to get shot with a 38?
No.
Thank you very much. Now,
hey, the one and only police officer killed on duty in Flagstaff, Arizona, was shot with a 22.
Bingo.
But
it is there. I believe, Morgan, I have to relook at the stats, but it used to be the 22 caliber killed more people in America than any other handgun caliber.
But if you can carry something bigger,
do it.
Absolutely.
That's exactly the point. Now, George, let's jump up. I want to jump to a product here real quick that I think is kind of cool. I have not seen it yet and touched it myself.
Okay.
The Laser Light Rear Sight Laser. Have you seen it?
I have. And
what are your thoughts on that? Now, let's describe that to the listener. It replaces the rear sight.
Rear sight. You got a laser on one side of the rear sight, and then the battery compartment on the other side of the rear sight.
How do you turn that on? I saw it at shot, and I forgot to look at how do you turn it on.
I saw it at shot, too, and there's a little tiny switch, I think. I don't know. I didn't really look at it that hard because I kind of laughed it off.
Yeah.
You've got hardly any battery life, and the laser is not all that great. And laser light products, I mean, they make some decent products, but most of them are a little bit on the cheaper side. I'm going to pass on the laser light sights, and I'm going to get the Crimson Trace grips instead.
Okay, so you're a fan. Now, let's jump, because we're talking about lasers, and one that I do have experience with are the Crimson Trace and the Laser Max. Tell me what your thoughts are on the Laser Max. Let the listener hear between the two and explain the difference between the Crimson Trace is a grip. The Laser Max replaces the recoil spring. So go.
It replaces the recoil spring guide rod. Yeah. And there has been cases where they affect reliability. There's been other cases where they work just fine, but I'm not going to take that risk on my gun, on my defensive gun.
Personally, on my 23, it did affect reliability.
Did it?
Morgan, interesting. Yeah. It affected the reliability on my 36.
The other thing is that, anytime you got another button to push, now this the Max replaces the takedown lever, but the grip, although your finger gets in the way of the Crimson Trace grip laser, it can when you're at
which is actually can be used as an advantage, as a tactical advantage by illuminating and then occluding the laser.
Right.
You're not projecting your position in a tactical situation. But you don't have to change holsters. You grab the gun in a normal grip and the laser activates.
Right.
The batteries can last a year. the Crimson Trace is the way to go if you want to put laser on your gun.
You know, that is one of the biggest downfalls and one of the arguments against the rail lights, the mounted lights. You're going to give away your position. You do have to, if you're going to use it effectively and you're going to carry the gun, you have to get a new holster for it. And they do make holsters for guns with the lights on them. Now, I have two. I have one by Insight and I have one by Glock that I just recently picked up. But let's shift gears again. Those are great answers, and I hope people are picking up the info. Mark, after listening to the man being abused by the police, I hope he gets an attorney. I'm sure he will. Would you ask your guest about the ammo called Extreme Shock EPR round? We hear a lot about the Extreme Shock stuff, George. Care to squash some rumors?
Oh, I love the USA Network, Spike TV Network, B-movie, action movie kind of posters that they put up all the time with the SWAT guy with the...
And they're spending a lot of money doing it.
With the bent gun. If you look carefully, one of the guns are bent in the advertisements. It's funny. The ammo, come on, man. It was like last time I saw it was like $6 for six rounds or something like that. It was ridiculously expensive. You're not going to be able to practice enough with that ammo to really trust it. I mean, how can you trust it if you can't run at least a bare minimum of 200 rounds through the gun to know that where the gun's hitting with that ammo, whether or not it's going to cycle, and you're buying hype. You're buying that big propane explosion. That's what you're paying your money for. What you need to pay your money for is training and rounds to practice with. So just get the good, solid, made by reputable companies,
yeah,
the stuff you can depend on.
Great point, George.
Yeah, it is a great point. We're going to move quick, guys. Yeah. We've got about 40 seconds before we hear some Nugent. Let's go to a bigger size gun. Nighthawk Custom 40 or 45 in 1911 platform. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. If I win the lottery, I'm having a Nighthawk. I'm having a Nighthawk T3 made for me. Those things are beautiful. They're fantastic. Guys from Wilson Combat, left Wilson Combat, started making their own. Very, very high-end 1911s. They're works of art.
What does the gun retail for?
Oh, the one I want is like $2,800.
$2,800, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Now, see, guys,
that's
we
awesome.
Could go on and on, folks, about the 1911. I love the platform. Your gun collection isn't complete without a 1911. A Taurus PT 1911 will fill the 1911 platform for you. But if you've got the money and can afford one of these weapons, they're beautiful. They are works of art. They're natural
pointers. They're the connoisseurs.
They are, and they're wonderful pieces, no question about it.
I'm into ugly guns. I'm sorry.
Yeah, plastic and ugly. I've got a stable of them, too. Guys, we've got 30 seconds. Thank you very much for joining me. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Join me next week. Check me out at armedamericanradio.org. Visit usconcealedcarry.com. And don't forget, Lessons from Armed America. Buy a copy. I'm Mark Walters. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.